Illegal Possession by Kay Hooper. Read by Deanna Hurst.
Chapter 1. She checked the line for the third time and then swung out over the guttering, lowering herself cautiously until her feet were firmly placed on a lintel protruding slightly above the top window. She had no fear of being seen from within. This was the attic window, a round conceit fashioned in bogus stained glass, and certainly opaque from paint, if not from plain old dirt. Her soft kid boots gripped the stone securely, and she looked down over her shoulder to pinpoint her target one last time. Yes, there it was, a raised window sash on the second floor. Her gaze continued downward until she noted the grass directly beneath her. Noted indifferently and with but a glancing thought how that grass would welcome a body falling 5 stories into its grasp. It would have been easier, she thought, to climb up to the second floor rather than climb down to it, but inconveniently placed shrubbery lighting cast a distinctly unwelcome spotlight on the entire first floor. Only a suicidally bold thief would have taken the chance. Troy was bold, but she was also shrewd and cautious. And luckily, she could belay herself down faster and more quietly than 9 out of 10 men could have climbed up. Decision made. Balancing easily on the narrow ledge, Troy reached up to roll down her ski mask to cover her face. That done, her gloved fingers moved automatically over her compact tool belt, ticking off each tool in its proper place. Then she gripped the line, expertly bent her knees, and pushed away from the building, swinging out and down with the speed and control of an experienced mountain climber.